You're listening to A Little of This, A Little of That with You Found Brian. And here we are. We're going to talk about YouTube Shorts and how you can use it for your success. Isn't that right, Brian? Yeah, it's kind of right. Okay, so for the last few months, before I actually knew that this was coming along, I started to use YouTube Shorts because I figured it would just do better. It would perform better. TikTok is kind of garbage. At least you get to know what is... You get to know who's actually viewing and how many people are actually viewing. If people are scrolling by your TikToks, you'll see your numbers rise and it'll say you got, 242 views, but they're not watching your stuff. As soon as they swipe by your stuff, you don't get any real viewership. You're just being counted as, oh, he saw this. Some people like it, sure. Even with that, it almost feels like you're being throttled down, and you don't like that, do you? Because you know what? You wanna go somewhere and TikTok is holding you back. So you try something else. Instagram, I'm still considering it dead. Heck with the reels. That was garbage. That was just complete garbage. Their camera system was terrible. I have no opinion about reels that is good. Instagram has never been my favorite. So there's that. When you go to YouTube Shorts, I think you will find if you do a couple of things, then you will succeed. One of them, find a consecutive time that you want to post, even if it's 3 times a day, but do not post all of them at once. Just post something once a day. Shorts are nothing special. It can be literally 3 seconds long. Never make it less than 3 seconds because sometimes it's just really hard to get those things to actually be relevant or seen. Posting every day, you will gain a lot of followers just from doing that alone. I have an account that has reached 1,400 followers in less than 4 months. That is less than 4 months. I've seen some people grow just by posting some weird things and music things and creative things, like whatever you want to call it. 4,000 followers in 4 months, 1,000 followers a month. That's crazy. That's insane. That's some real numbers right there. So, whether it is music or drawing or whatever you want to do, heck with the niche. Just forget that. Shorts is so sporadic. You can do whatever you want. That's the beauty of it. You can be like TikTok where you post sporadic things, and then you can have regular content that would be more niche-like. You're capable of fine-tuning yourself a lot faster than YouTube used to let you actually do because, you know, you had to wait for people to see. I still have almost 2,000 followers on that account, you know? I'm almost to 2,000, and I get 200, 250 views at a time, and, you know, you get a handful of likes. Obviously, there's still the dislike button, which is pointless to me in my mind, but it's more for whoever didn't like my content. I don't usually get a lot of dislikes on that channel. I'm pretty surprised. So, my lesson of the day is simple. If you haven't tried YouTube Shorts, and you've wanted to do a YouTube channel in general, I think it's good, it's time, get out there, make some waves. That's what you gotta do. Make some waves. Hashtag make some waves. You found Brian. All right. Well, that's what I'm talking about today. So thanks for listening to A Little of This, A Little of That. And I'm You Found Brian. See you later.